You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Ya lo hizo. It is done. Messi has won a World Cup before Cristiano Ronaldo. That's it. It's in there. That's all anybody cared about. The debate is over. We can stop. The comment section on this video, on this post, whatever, it better not be anything positive about Ronaldo. Messi is the GOAT. That's it. We're done.
But I do want to give Ronaldo some credit, okay? Because he finally tweeted and he said, today's show's brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Wow. Thank you for being on top of things, okay?
Bro, where would we be without you? But that's it, bro. The argument is over. Shut the books. The history books don't need nothing. Today, Messi handed the baton, a goat, over, over Ronaldo, and handed it to Mbappe. The argument is done, bro.
Okay, it's going to be like a school in Texas where we're going to just erase the history books. We're not going to mention anything about...
Bro.
There's no dinosaurs. It was just people, Adam and Eve.
Those are the only schools where Ronaldo's going to get any credit because it says in there that the Civil War was fought over states' rights and wow. Ronaldo was the GOAT even though he didn't win a World Cup.
Okay.
Those are the only books where that's going to matter.
Respect my ancestors. They were good people.
Okay. Good people make mistakes. I'm done.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
It is the Cooligans, bro. Wow, the World Cup is over.
Bro, what a marathon this has been.
We've done episodes every single day. This has been...
Except for the ones where they didn't play. We're literally back from a two-day break, and you're like, every single day we here.
No, I'm just saying, we've logged more minutes than some of the players, so bro, let's not be crazy.
Hey, yo, we did more this World Cup than the English national team.
Okay. So, we're going to go through it, and I mean, this was one of the most emotionally draining World Cup finals that I've ever watched, for sure.
But because of that, it's the greatest World Cup, it's the greatest game of soccer, football, calcio, balompié,
yeah,
anything you want to call it, I have ever seen, and I didn't want to be a part of it. Why it have to be this way, bro?
I don't know how you can say that when we had the MLS Cup final that we had, bro. That was one of the best games.
That was one of them. But this has to be a little bit.
Okay, so and let's kind of put it into some perspective, because usually World Cups and this tournament is not where you see the highest quality game, the highest quality
although
football.
This World Cup has been,
but the storylines are top tier.
I want to pull back a little bit, because you're right, normal knockout tournaments you don't see beautiful football. This was a different tournament. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's because everyone was so close, which is why I say, why are we doing a World Cup in Canada, Mexico, U.S.? We should just do it in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, put them all in one. Just shove them all in one space,
right. Just all the games in Newark.
Bro, if you lose, third place game got to be in Newark, bro. You don't want to not go to the final.
I'll say this, because... You know, and throughout this whole tournament, usually what gets you over the top is just the mental fortitude, because the games are so intense. There's clearly so much pressure. I mean, Mbappe's second goal, even the penalty, putting your arm up.
Every time Mbappe touched the ball, it's whatever you're about to say next.
No, well, Mbappe's second goal was the tiredness in defending, of like, oh, let me just try. I'll put a body on him, but he doesn't have more energy than I do because I've also played the same amount of minutes he has.
He must be tired.
He must be also
We're
tired.
We're both humans.
No. Mbappe doesn't work that way. Okay?
Mbappe's like, oh, y'all are tired? Man, my energy bar ain't even slightly drained.
Right. You know how, like, boxers, are abstinent up until a match? Mbappe's having sex at halftime. He doesn't care.
Smoking cigarettes.
That doesn't affect him.
He's like, all y'all just change the shirts. I gotta change my shorts, dog.
Okay.
I'm out here splooging in them, bro.
So, and that's what you tend to see in late in matches and even with Argentina.
Can we just cut me saying I'm splooging my shorts and him saying that's what you tend to see in matches? I just want that.
Okay.
I just want that for me. We don't have to put that on the internet.
Okay, that's even worse, probably.
No. Well, late at night when I can't sleep.
So, that's when I say, like, well, you're not seeing the highest quality, but that's not, you know, always.
Also, these are players that typically don't play with each other. Also, put that in there. These are players.
Mid-season,
yeah.
The World Cup is in
but
a weird
like,
time.
But it's like, this isn't your club team where you've specifically exactly, chosen exactly. to fit a specific position.
You play with all heart.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams did that. Morocco is another example. It's just like, you're not seeing the best, best system in the tournament, but this World Cup final between Argentina and France was easily the storyline was better than I think any World Cup I've ever experienced.
It was like the best written Disney film of all time.
Right.
We got to watch it in real time. And let me tell you something. I don't. Why did it have to be this way? They were up 2-0. We could have coasted, baby.
Too many ups and downs, you know.
Bro.
Didn't need to. You jump in the shark a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. Yo, Paris, France. You ain't got to keep coming back, bro. You got to chill. It was the back and forth. And let's just talk about the cultural impact that this World Cup will have.
Yeah.
Because the storyline of Messi being one of the greats, becoming the great, needing to win this World Cup in order to solidify him as the greatest of all time, doing it in the middle of the winter here in the U.S., north of the equator, you know, doing it in the middle of the season, doing it during NFL season, people are like, oh, this thing is going to fail. The amount of incredible, insane games, newsworthy moments in this World Cup have completely shifted that idea of a World Cup bump in the U.S., of more people paying attention. My sister, who a year ago told me when she Googled Arsenal to buy me a jersey, she didn't buy it because some team called the Fly Emirates kept coming up.
Right. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
This woman, as she messaged me, she's like, France got nothing in the midfield. What's going on? I'm like, what is happening? My sister's not giving a shit about soccer her entire life. She used to make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
My friend's like J.F. Harris, very funny comedian. He's messaging me. He's like, bro, things are wild right now, man. Like, I can't believe Messi might not win this. Yo, France don't stop. Yo, Mbappe's good, but who are these other guys? Like, there's so much more attention being put in the sport at a level that's different than like, oh, it's not just a bunch of guys rolling on the floor.
Right.
It's a different level of attention that has been put on the sport. And it's because an absolutely incredible tournament was placed in front of Americans. This has been such a shift.
Yeah, this is a look. I mean, we had the conversation before about the coverage, like Fox's coverage, and you know, we differ in opinion of like I think this is the I think
Lil Frex was like, oh, it's for me
exactly, yeah. And this is the this couldn't have been a better just. The way it unfolded of like the story writing itself as opposed to the broadcasters adding something to the coverage to make it a little bit more kind of tense.
Seven Arlo Whites would not have changed, wouldn't have presented it in a way to that average viewer, which is a much larger group of people here in the U.S. than in any other country. It wouldn't have presented to them. Maybe it would have, but it wouldn't have presented to them because I'm of the mindset that you don't have to play to the lowest common denominator in the room. Now you wouldn't know that from seeing my set, but it's just a theory.
Yeah,
you know,
I
don't use it, but I am of the theory.
Yes. I will not actually participate.
No.
In raising the caliber of my my jokes. No, I would not.
No, I'm here for the me's. You know what I mean? But I'm not. I'm of the mindset that you shouldn't have to be like, by the way, the ball is round. You know, every 20 minutes, right. Which is a lot closer
all right,
to
Casey
what,
Kasem.
We'll be right back after this. Did you know it's the size of Connecticut? That over and over. But yeah. There is a group of people, a very large group of people. Who
the majority.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
would
yeah.
even tell you the majority.
Who would benefit, who have benefited from that.
Yeah, and I think this is the best part is, and it makes it simple. Even if you are somebody that's critical of American soccer/football fans, you know, sometimes us Americans, we need the like, all right, who's the best guy? Who's the Jordan of this sport? Oh, he needs to win. He's never won one. He's gotten to
drama,
the final.
Bro.
And the drama was just, and we saw it throughout the whole tournament. It was perfect. They lost the first game.
Yes.
Messi's never going to get an opportunity to win.
The biggest meme of the World Cup in the beginning was, where's Messi? Where's Messi? Where's Messi?
Right, right. And look.
Where is he? Holding the damn trophy. That's where he
I'm
is.
I'm just saying, Saudi Arabia beat. Argentina, France right. couldn't, so I don't know what's going on
I
there.
Know.
You gotta really look
Damn,
into
France,
Claire Fontaine. Yeah. I don't know. You need to really look into
yeah,
that.
Go check out what the Saudis are doing, bro.
So the storyline was absolutely perfect, and it built into you know it was Rocky lost in the first movie. And then we go on to you know,
did he lose in the first
he
one?
He did. He lost to Apollo Creed.
I thought they tied. Isn't that? I don't remember the movie. I just remember.
No, he lost. He lost. Yeah. And then he won.
Let's not go over minute by minute. I want to talk about just what does this mean for Messi? Because this is it. What there cannot be another argument for the Cristiano Ronaldo stands. Cristiano Ronaldo stands right now are trying to decide. Damn, what personality am I gonna be now?
Why do I? Yeah, I've dedicated the last 15 years of my life, and I'm 16.
Yeah, you know how hard that is, bro. At 2 years old, I picked a goat.
I stuck with him, and he let me down.
But this is for a lot of people that have been in my mentions, notifications, people who we know from the professional world of football,
mm-hmm.
who have dogged me because I've always shit on Ronaldo, yeah. right? And they'd be like, you don't understand. He's the GOAT. We love him, blah, blah. That conversation's over. He may be the greatest Portuguese player. He may even be the greatest European player of all time. But sure. Under no circumstances can you sit here and say that he's the greatest player of all time anymore. You just cannot.
No, there's no way to do it. I mean, the CV speaks for itself. I mean, both of them.
This obviously, is it. This has to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but it's just.
What else could they say? Is there anything that they could say?
Who's won more Champions League? That's rational.
League? Who's won more Champions Leagues? Do you know
Harry? Yeah, Harry. Maybe look into that head to head of trophies. There's not much that can be said. I mean, that's rational that you can say like, oh no, but he did this or whatever. This was the prize that we know that they both wanted. This is why Ronaldo was crying heading into the tunnel, because he. I'm pretty sure he knew this is his last opportunity.
Has to be. Although you heard his sister. His sister tweeted out that 41 is a great age to win a World Cup.
Okay, good luck with that.
As what? The kit man? Ronaldo
My
ain't
man
out there.
Gonna be Atiba Hutchinson yeah. out there, dog.
Bro. Alistair Johnson, bro.
This was there's not really any rational argument you can make. And I don't know how much
But they're gonna. The rational doesn't always play.
I mean,
in,
I don't know what look, can we predict what the arguments are
well,
going
what
to be?
Well, can it be domestic titles? Messi probably has pretty close to whatever that is, right? Barca versus Real Madrid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have to be overall trophies, goals scored, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's the super diehards.
Yeah.
The ones who really believe, like the people who really believe Antifa had something to do with January. You know what I'm talking about? Those people. There's some diehards that even that won't go away.
The Venn diagram is a little weird. When people who love Ronaldo.
It's squares, bro. It's not even circles. Do we know?
Yeah, Messi has 4. Cristiano Ronaldo, that's 5.
Ooh.
5
Champions League.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay. Real Madrid were incredible. They won those like 4 in a row or 3 in a row. So I could see that's fine. I mean,
they had a three-peat.
They did have a three-peat.
Look, the World Cup is a World
this
Cup.
This has to, right?
it absolutely trumps any, you know, European League trophy, no matter, even if it's a Champions League. They all want it. Ronaldo would give up those five Champions League titles for that one World Cup. We all know that.
Here's the thing. He didn't even play in the Euros final.
He did play. He got injured, and he left in early, sometime in the middle of the game, in the second half, I think.
Bro.
But, I mean, he won it. He won it.
He did win it.
So,
but Messi won Copa America.
Right, and that was always that he had that on him. Yeah, won. He won his the confederation whatever trophy in the region. And then when Messi did it, I think that settled a lot of a little bit of the
Ronaldo
debate.
Ronaldo Stan said Euros are harder to win, which I don't agree with. But Euros are harder to win than Copa America. And now this is it. You won the World Cup.
I'm trying to think. I would say it's harder to win.
The Euros?
The Euros, yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's a more difficult game. Every match is more difficult. I think
in CONMEBOL?
Yeah. You're gonna suffer through a lot more dark arts than you will in Europe. In Europe, it's just who's the best 11.
Yeah, but once you get to the knockouts in the Euros, I would say that it's better. The competition is tougher than the knockouts.
I think the median competition is going to be higher.
Yeah.
But I think the games are tougher to win in South America. If you get what I'm saying, you're going to get kicked a lot. That's
fair. So moving on from that, a lot of the conversation with Messi has always been like when you saw the lineup. In 2018 for the final, nobody returned, right? It's just Messi, only one guy.
So we ain't let none of y'all messes up for Messi.
In 4 years, and then, not 2018, they didn't make it to the final. There were some in 2018. I'm talking about 2014 when they were the final. There were nobody else returned.
Yeah.
So I want to talk, we're focusing on Messi, but I think the cast this time.
We got to start with Emi Martinez.
And Martinez, what a difference.
He's got to be the player of the game.
So the save that he made.
And the penalties.
In the but the second half stoppage save that he made on Muani?
Yeah, Muani. This is
going to be one of the most memorable. I mean, he has to frame this photo. He has to frame this.
I hope he gets a better one than this screenshot we took of a screenshot. But it's just, I felt the level of emotion I felt at the moment where I see Muani running onto the ball and I'm like, oh my God, this is how it's going to end.
Yeah, dude.
And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Emi Martinez, I don't, my body, if my body is ever in this shape, I just got hit by a Buick. There's no way my body makes this. But like I've never seen his arms look bigger, his hands look bigger, his legs.
In a cartoon when like Wile E. Coyote goes splat on the ground after falling, this is what he looks like.
This is like the foreshadow to a chalk outline of a human being. This is absolutely, this man, and we have to put some respect on this man's name. This man was a backup for over a decade.
Mm-hmm. Loaned everywhere.
Oh my God. Over a decade, this man was a backup at Arsenal. This man who legitimately saved this World Cup, who made sure Messi won, this man was in the stands in 2018 watching them.
Right.
In the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the savior of Messi's World Cup. That man, I don't want to say single-handedly, but that dude is eating a big piece of the pie.
I mean, he used both hands.
Yeah. Double-handedly, a phrase very commonly used.
Double-footedly? He really did a lot.
Bro, I don't even want to tell you what was protecting the five hole. This man think about, we talked about his ability to get in the minds of the kick taker and penalties when they were going up against Colombia. Yo te conozco, te vas a
cagar. Yeri Mina. He said
those little things that he's learned, the dancing after he makes every save.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting in the heads. Every one of those skill sets that he learned all was needed in this World Cup final.
And he also has a wicked North London accent.
Oh.
This dude.
Nah, bruv.
My man, he adapted quickly.
Bro, how long was he at Arsenal? Do you know? I think it was he was 14 there. Years.
It might have been a little less, but yeah, he was there for a long time.
Bern Leno gets injured, and this is the reason we won that FA Cup. That FA Cup run doesn't happen without this man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the word when you bring everyone together? Just bond, isn't it? Like, he did something.
Unifying?
No, it's like close to that, but I forget the word I was thinking of just now, and it's not as if I get paid for the words that I say. certainly not the way I make my living, but there's something he did where he made them into like a team. They were like a family. It was just incredible, and you got to see it here.
Yeah.
This man will inspire.
Yeah, it was 2 years in the youth system and then 8 years on Arsenal.
So a full decade. Yeah. A full decade at Arsenal. Not getting a chance. Not getting a chance. Crying in his father's arms when he wins FA Cup because his dad said he just wanted to get a chance. He just wanted a chance. And then I remember him saying his goal is to play for Argentina. I was like, slow down, man.
You can't even get a Carabao Cup match, bro.
No, bro. You need to chill, bro. You want to play for Argentina in what? In FIFA? Go for it, my G. Pick whoever you want.
Bro, I don't even think they're on lock for you, dog. Yeah,
damn. Take the gloves off. Maybe that's why you suck. But honestly, just to see that, the way he went from that moment. There's photos of him in the stands crying, watching his team, this nation, lose. And I'm sure in his head is thinking, man, if I had a chance.
Yeah.
And then he does it.
I think the thing that's impressive, especially with him, is that he is... we're not used to seeing that level of kind of flamboyance from Argentinian people.
He's a shit talker.
He talks shit. He dances. What do you
mean? You're not used to cocky Argentinians?
He's not cocky. The dancing? Argentinians dancing?
No.
That's not their thing.
They eat too much meat, bro. The arteries are hard, bro.
But that alone,
They still dance in tango out there, bro.
Have you ever seen Argentinians dance? It's like, it's a little...
Yeah, that's when we're like, oh, wow, you really are European.
I can't comprehend people speaking Spanish and not knowing how to dance.
How you not know how to move?
It comes built into the language.
Yeah. The moment my mother scooped the black beans on top of the rice, my hips just started.
Bro, you see Argentinians like dance merengue, bro? No. It's a little strange. It's not terrible.
It's different.
It's different.
It's the way they speak too. You know what I'm talking about? They're like, shit. And you're like, I know it's Spanish, but it sounds odd to me.
You know, it's the annoying part of Argentinian Spanish is the Y sound or the double L of the
ja,
ja, like pa, ja, pa, ja. Pa, I'm like,
yeah. Ja, man. Like, no, how about how about that?
Bro, I don't know. Like, I know what you're saying, right. But it's like you're putting a little stank on it.
I know.
It's, right? It's unnecessary.
It feels like your teeth are doing too much right now in a word that's not necessary. You know what I mean?
What, you trying to get extra credit? Right.
Which is the worst part of all this is that Argentinians are gonna be wild, cocky, and proud.
Look,
we're here for Messi.
We're here for Messi.
That's Messi's flag waving in the background.
And I saw Pablo Maurer tweeted this out at MLSist, and he said,
"What did that colonizer have to say?"
But he said like he's not necessarily wishing for Argentina to win more than he is. The weight lifted off of Messi's shoulders.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'd say was the through line throughout this tournament of like everybody, whether you watched soccer or not, you understand one man living his whole life. Everybody has ordained him to be the person who is going to lift. It was going to bring Argentina back to glory. And that's something you can get a part of. We've all seen every... Remember the Titans and all these movies where you're really just supporting the protagonist. And that is who Messi was. And everybody understood that. And that's why them having a 2-0 lead, then, you know, giving that lead up and then to scoring, then giving up this penalty was just like, it couldn't have been written any better.
It was
better.
The end of the movie didn't need this much action, I will say.
Look, Argentinians would not have wanted it to be, you know, go this way.
Did you see those people in the stands? There's people with heart monitors on, bro.
Look, once the game was tied and Mbappe, I mean, we can't forget him because for him to get a hat trick.
Let's talk about Mbappe because, and what I said at the beginning, I think is true. He may not have been handed it, but he certainly took the baton. He is now undoubtedly the greatest player in the world.
Yeah. I don't think there's any argument.
This is the way he played, the way he said, all right, y'all ain't going to do this? Yeah. Watch.
I mean, two goals in two minutes. The second goal. I mean, look, he got two penalties, which it is what it is.
Still
but
a hat trick in a World Cup final.
Not easy to like just be cold, be a cold-hearted killer, and bury those penalties. And even during the penalty shootout, he went to the same spot three times,
bro, against arguably the best penalty kick saver in goal, in the game.
But that second goal. That second goal was remarkable. And I think overall...
He should be allowed to celebrate with Argentina. That's how good of a game he had.
Overall, I just think what impressed me so much about him throughout this tournament is he's 23. He's already won a World Cup. He plays...
He's won and lost the World Cup final at 23.
Yeah. He plays with a... You understand the confidence because he was shut down in the first half. He didn't do anything.
I wouldn't say he was shut down. I would say that no one could feed him. There was no service.
They took out Giroud.
Yeah,
which I thought was a mistake.
They also I thought you meant like Argentina because Argentina found a way to stop Griezmann from being influential in the game for the first time all tournament.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that you know when they took out Dembele and Giroud, I thought it was a mistake. I'm like, look, yeah, they're having a rough go, but. Their replacements, I don't think, are going to be able to... Like,
when was the last time you saw two people get subbed out?
In the 41st minute.
In the first half
of
a World Cup final.
Yeah.
Also, Giroud stays in that game. Messi's not celebrating right now.
You think so?
Yeah. The way France had that ball in the second half, a couple of crosses,
maybe. I don't think
that's his game.
I don't think he would have been able to keep up. I think he would have been too...
He don't run anyway. He wasn't
going to
be tired.
too tired. The... But I was saying about Mbappe, his level, and this is what I thought was so impressive, was he maintained a level of confidence in that second half and in extra time of every shot was on frame. I think there was maybe one shot that went off, off target, or it might have been a deflection. Every decision he made was so precise.
Yeah.
And towards the end there, when you needed four defenders, finally somebody poked the ball away from him. He is, I mean, for the next, and I saw Patrice Evra said this in some interview. He said that if France win this World Cup, they're going to win the next two or three World Cups.
I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever
heard. I'm just saying. I mean, look, and France has probably still got to be a favorite in 2026.
France is so stacked. Their B and C team came in the second half.
That's what I'm saying.
And they looked
no
good.
Benzema, no N'Golo Kante, no Pogba. Bro. And got to the final with pretty much with ease for the most part. They didn't have that many challenges.
No, they looked the best team of the tournament until the final.
They were down in in one of the group stage matches but ended up winning 4-1 or something like that. They are going to be an absolutely dominant force. But I think if France won, my hope is that we just look at whatever the hell the Clairefontaine Academy does. And the U.S. is
none
just
of
like,
these French people got American dads, bro. Not one of y'all.
We should be like that, right?
Yeah.
It's just remarkable. A team, and Mbappe is just an unbelievable player. I mean,
he rose to a level that I've rarely seen someone do in a game with so much on the line. Even Messi at the end looked old. He looked beaten. He kept trying to
losing the ball.
Yeah, he kept trying to take one defender on. And he would do the thing of like trying to move his shoulder out of the way so he could get back to the ball. He and that one where he loses the ball and they score it.
Mbappe's second goal.
That moment, I'm like, I really hope that's not the highlight. That's the end of his career.
Right.
Because it looks like the end of his career was like 3 weeks ago and they still had him out there. It looked bad. Mbappe, for whatever the conversation is about how much money he's made, paid by MSG.
Dolan ain't paying you.
Yeah, no, man. Dolan find a way to break you, bro. The money he's getting from PSG, the level of power he has at PSG, the level of maybe attitude people are claiming he has at his age, the way he played in this game, I sat there and said he deserves every penny
100%.
That he is getting. He is that guy.
He is not.
I'm even willing to say I think he's a better player than Ronaldo right now.
Oh, he's definitely. You mean like not throughout the entire career?
The whole thing. This is really just a TikTok calls me a fat clown. That's the only reason I said this.
Yeah, I mean it's that second goal for him to hit that ball out of the air. And for him to crack it that hard to the far post.
Bro, you play this game. I don't really play. People watching right now are probably shocked, but I don't really partake. If I sent that cross to you and it was perfect every time, how many times did you have to hit it to get a ball that even mimicked what he could do? Think about how high his foot was.
Well, no, I mean, it was a cross, and it was
it bounced.
He hit it to the midfielder. I don't know who it was.
And then
he made that run, and then that ball bounced.
Yeah,
and he hit it out of the air. It would be. I need a lot of chances. All right, and I would need no goalkeeper, and I need my mother supporting me.
Yeah. Right? And also, instead of a goal, just put a really massive net, and let's just call it a goal.
Okay. It's already difficult to hit a strike a ball that well and score, but to do it in a World Cup final, you're down a goal
a minute after you just scored
a penalty.
It's ridiculous.
It's just, we're lucky that, everybody. The conversations are always about Messi, Ronaldo, who are going to be the next one. And before Messi, Ronaldo, we had obviously R9, we had Ronaldinho, we had
Zidane,
we had Samuel Eto'o. This is
like a story, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a children's story, like a
fairy tale.
Fairy tale. Thank you, children. Kids story. Kids. that's how like little.
You know, like a mafia movie, but for kids.
Nobody dies. People smile at the end. What's that called? What if Goodfellas had a good ending to it? That's so mean. Yeah, that was pretty close to exactly who I am. This is the closest thing I've ever seen a fairy tale in sports.
Mm-hmm.
This was like you needed this. For this to be the conversation, think about what this man now means to Argentina. He can't live in Argentina.
Oh, no, there's no way.
Everywhere he goes, people are going to be buying him alcohol. You know what I mean?
Even his kids, you know? His kids are like...
dude, could you imagine if I was one of his children? The level the level of asshole that I'd be? Do you know who my dad is, dude?
Yeah, bro. I mean...
You got him tattooed on your arm, bro. And you want me to pay for this meal?
Okay, his family, even a cousin, a distant cousin, got to be claiming. You got to claim it.
I might do 23andMe just in case.
You never know.
Just in case, because if I'm like 17 cousins removed, I'm gonna let y'all know about it.
We're basically brothers.
Yeah. Oh, what you mean I can't get in first class? Do you have any idea who my 15th cousin is, bro?
Bro. It is going to be there's a couple things. I mean, not to get too emotional, it was an up and down thing, but the one thing I thought was just like, man, Grant Wall would have loved
in Argentina. Shouts to Julie Stewart Binks, who put the clip up from her Drinks with Binks where he talked about it.
Yeah.
He talked about his love, how he lived there for 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
This was it. Who he would have wanted to
win. When I watched the Copa America final with Grant, I'm just like, part of me was just like, bro, you're like from Kansas City. Why you love Argentina much? Yeah. But
he's yelling,
but Grant also spoke Spanish very well.
Very well, yeah.
And but he just loved the team.
He connected with the country.
Yeah, one of the things I've bucket list. Like we've seen some big derbies and big matches and across Europe. But I mean. We gotta go to a super clásico, right?
Oh, we gotta go.
We gotta go, and really, because in Argentina, it used to be Maradona, Messi, Jesus Christ, and then like football, right?
Yeah, and then meat, and then grilled meat,
and it's a religion. I mean, there's no
that's almost like not enough. It's a cult.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's just it is the the extremists, the religious extremists of soccer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like they don't go to a stadium, they insurrect a stadium.
You know what I mean? Real, okay?
They bought the Trump NFTs, like that level. If Messi released NFTs, sold out in seconds.
For real. The Messi coin.
Bro, can I tell you what the craziest part of all this is?
What?
He's coming to MLS.
Yeah, dude.
Inter Miami, baby.
It's all part of the plan. It's all the branding, dog.
Bro, Don Garber right now.
They're going to get the stadium built before he arrives.
Bro, Don Garber just bit the head off a lobster, bro. That's how excited he is.
So,
they're getting a stadium. How are you not going to give Messi a stadium? Don't make Messi play in Fort Lauderdale, bro. build that shit.
Well, all of Argentina, they're going to import all of Argentina to
brick
build
by
that.
Brick, yo. What? Don't do this to Messi, bro. Don't make him play in Fort Lauderdale.
So, it's just a beautiful story, man. I get, you know, some people... I'm sure Brazilians are not very happy right now, which is understandable. But this was a guy, and Lionel Messi is a guy that just had to get one. He just had to get one, and
Think of the face, the image that will stay with me for a very long time, when he loses the Copa America final to Chile.
Yeah,
and he's just sitting there
two times in penalties.
Twice,
but terrible penalties.
The first one was just before he quit. The international team, right? He retired.
No, this was he. I think he retired after the second.
After the second one? No. I think it's after the first one.
I don't remember. But remember the Copa America because Centenario happened. So it was like
one after the other,
like the next year.
With Chile's, like, you know, a golden era, greatest of all time era.
Yeah.
And he had to face them twice. But, and Sampaoli, thank you. The image of him just like looking over his shoulder. With like an emotionless crying happening,
mm-hmm.
and his eyes filled with tears, and knowing that the Federation didn't have his back, and he would fight the Federation on his own by saying, "I'm retiring. I'm never going to play. Now go handle it. Now let's see what you got."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. For him to put his entire career on the line, and then find a way with a Federation that very clearly. Doesn't have their back enough where Argentinian players have told us, yo, we do this for Messi, not for the Federation.
Yeah.
We don't care about the badge. We care about Messi. We're doing this for Messi. For that to finally come to a point where he can win one in the fashion that he did, at the age that he did, in his last chance at doing it, that's just such a beautiful story.
It's truly remarkable. It's truly remarkable. So
it almost like makes having done this podcast, doing this podcast, worth it. You know what I mean? Like, to be here for all of this.
Yeah, I mean, and even for us, it's been a, you know, this is the first World Cup that we did daily episodes where we really, you know, the last...
We tried our hardest to pretend 2018 didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, last World Cup, we weren't at FUBO. We weren't doing it. We were just like, you know, still figuring things out. We had been, it was our third year doing the podcast. And... You know, I know there's been a lot of new listeners, especially listening to these shows and people who are new to the Cooligans. But this journey of Argentina won, but it's been I've never been this connected to a World Cup in my life.
And I thought this was going to be an absolute shit show, this World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit. I mean,
it's not perfect.
Did we see, you know, Alexi Lalas and Stu Holden doing their wearing the garb in Qatar? they got cooked for that. Cooked for that.
Well, yeah. but I mean, what I thought was going to happen was just an ill-equipped. I thought like games wouldn't happen. I mean, I don't love the way the pitch looked. In this final, to be completely honest with you. So there are some things that, like, all right, you can't just use, like...
Alexis's front lawn, immaculate.
Bro,
okay?
You should see it, bro.
My man sitting on his lawnmower.
Every keeper tells me, like, this is pretty good. I can stand here. I thought, like, there were games wouldn't happen. I thought there would be, like, issues. I thought, like, it'd be difficult to get people in the stands. I thought people were getting arrested for, you know, two men looking at each other. You know what I mean? Like, I thought this was going to be a shit show. And I'm not saying it was perfect outside of the games. But the games themselves having it, I'm almost like willing to be like, yo, maybe we should do it in the winter all the time, you know?
No, man.
I think more Americans paid attention because you have less people on vacation.
Yeah, that's part of it. And just people at home, yeah. Freck said this as well, of like, oh, there's nothing else to do. So it's nice to...
By the way, Frank's wasn't saying Americans have nothing to do. She has nothing to do.
I'm sure there's a lot of people...
She ain't got no job.
When it gets cold,
yeah,
people...
You stay home more.
Yeah. So that makes sense. But at least for me, we did the watch party in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we got that moment.
Why? You want to be 90 degrees?
I like being outside for watching World Cups. It's so fun. I love it.
You got a nice
going to Queens, going to like Studio Square. I don't even know if that place is still open.
I think it's closed.
But that place was amazing. You get like fucking 400 Colombians going nuts after
a goal. Imagine 400 Colombians in a nice fall coat. You know what I mean? Like, why we all got to be sweating so hard, bro? Get off me. You're sticky, bro.
I love it. So, no, I mean, it was a fun World Cup, barring the absolute tragedies that we had part of it, but it didn't feel right to me. I need a summer World Cup. That's how it should be.
I think you're being a little bit of a stickler.
Okay. So I don't know what else to say, man. Congratulations. Obviously Kevin Lopez, Kevincho.
Oh my fucking God.
I know that he's happy right now.
He's got to be lit.
You don't know Kevincho, formerly SKC Fan TV, but the loudest Argentinian I've ever met.
Yeah, quite possibly the coolest Argentinian.
And so I'm happy for him. A lot of people who just look. Even if you're a neutral man, this is just was such a great story and what a game to get.
My sister texted me. I'm so happy for Messi. She didn't know who Messi was a year ago. I can't even stress this enough to you. So the people that were pulled in, the people that have so much attached to this, you know, the people, Argentinians all over the world, the people just pulling for Messi, the people who were pulling against Ronaldo, me being one of them. This was great for all of them.
It really is. We're watching the game here and you just can't believe it because you think, oh, you know, France is going to ruin this story.
Like I had just texted my buddy JF. He's like, oh, 2-0, that means it's over, right? And I'm like, actually, if they score a goal, momentum shifts pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And literally like 2 minutes later, it's 2-0 mm-hmm. or 2-2. And I'm like, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt towards the end that the kind of spirit was drained from Argentina, but something happened after the second goal. Because when you see like Varane struggling to just run, and you think like, oh, I'm sure you know there's not any like speed merchants
right.
on Argentina,
no.
But it's just emotionally and physically, it just becomes so much. And you know the chances that towards the end, Lautaro Martinez. He would have been
him and Gonzalo Montiel would not have been able to go back to Argentina.
Right. Yeah, Montiel, I mean, look.
Montiel with the arm up.
There's things that happen when you give up a lead or when you have the lead that you just psychologically, you can't switch it off. There's just something collectively where everybody's like, oh my God, we have the lead. We got to hold on. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to disappoint Argentina. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to disappoint my country. I'm going to disappoint Messi. And you
spotlight's on you and you're like, why is it on me?
Yeah.
there's 10 other people right here.
And you make a mistake. And then, so when France equalized, the first goal, I think that's what happened to Argentina. They're like, oh crap, we made this mistake. We're going to lose this.
Right.
And then boom, the second goal. And it's like, all right, it's as bad.
First one, yeah, the first one's like, well, look, you scored a penalty. It's not like he. I'm sorry, what? Yeah. Oh, damn.
I haven't played in World Cup finals, but
speak from your experience.
I'm saying, in my Sunday league,
uh-huh.
Home lead is a little bit tough, so I know exactly how the Argentinians feel.
Tell us about your 7-a-side infinite subs league.
But it really is. It's just something psychologically that happens. You can't. It's difficult.
It's in all sports.
Yeah, it's,
you know, people complain about like FIFA, the game feels like sometimes the game, like
the momentum shifts. And the players all of a sudden they don't know how to play.
But that's like a real thing that happened. You probably should be putting it in the game when I'm playing, but it's a real thing that happens where all of a sudden you were up and you sort of lowered your adrenaline a little bit.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're gunning for you and now they're up or they've equalized and you're like, you can't catch that momentum back. Now you very slowly feel like you're drowning.
This is why my theory is.
Oh, and, please just speak
and
on
I
it,
wish
bro.
More people adopted this.
Hold on.
I say, especially in extra time and Messi scores that goal to give the team the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't celebrate. Stop wasting your energy celebrating because the little energy that you have left to finish out this game is more important than clapping to the fans and whatever. Guess it's time to get serious.
Okay, so you heard it here first, folks. Fun. That's why you lose the World Cup final.
But they celebrate so much and expend so much energy that they can't defend.
Okay, but maybe those little bit of endorphins that are released at that moment help you kind of that build that adrenaline back up.
And then you know what? It spikes for a moment and then you get, as soon as the other team kicks off, it goes right back down to reality.
You're like a Republican senator who's like, it's mental health whenever there's a mass shooting as opposed to
yeah, that's what I'm like.
Because you know, because
that's exactly what I'm like.
Because instead of saying, why don't you just defend? You're like, it's because you're celebrating. Look at how much fun they're having.
Yes, you know, I was very happy when the Brazilian national team was kicked out.
Yeah, there you go.
All this dancing.
Stop with all the cha chas and
the moving their hips a little too much.
Nah, bro. Put the camera hip up like Elvis.
Okay, you're making me a little warm.
Right.
Okay?
Why are all of our wives sitting on the dryer?
Anyway, so. Yeah, they were so close to losing this moment, and
that's what made this game so great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hated every second of it.
Yeah,
bro.
Hated it.
I did not want it to go that way, bro. Don't do this to me.
But yeah, so this is our last episode for the World Cup.
You should not have had a pause there.
No, we're coming back.
Yeah.
But we will be taking a short break. And we'll be back January 3rd, 2023.
We will release a no cap recap.
Yes, yeah, so on Patreon, we'll still have some new episodes and let you guys know some of the behind the scenes of what this this month has been like for us. But
you know what? If he can stay, I want to interview Harry.
Okay.
No cap recap.
I'm down.
All
there
right.
There we go. Let's find out what he really thinks.
You
got to
put him on, you know, on the spot during the show while we're recording.
Oh, no, this is it. Yeah, that's why I did it. And by the way, it's no cap recap. It's behind a paywall. So we're really going to ask you what we're like. And I want you to tell us what are we like.
Patreon.com/soccercooligans if you want to listen to that.
Shout out to all the people who joined during the World Cup as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where we should end because this has been an incredible experience. Obviously, those first 2 weeks were unbelievably exhausting with these 5 a.m. games.
Oh, never again.
Alexis got COVID. I got COVID. Alexis's knee.
Took a vacation.
didn't want to show up.
Took a little sabbatical, bro.
And, you know, so we've been through a lot. But it's been, and yeah, Harry joined in mid-tournament to help us out. And Harry's been
absolutely incredible.
Incredibly helpful.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah, because, you know, before this, we were literally doing everything ourselves, and it adds to the exhaustion, especially when there's daily episodes.
People might not know this. This is Harry's last day with us. So.
That's right.
Harry.
Thank you, fellas. It's been a blast.
I mean, you get the fake applause as well, bro.
It's an honor.
Thank you. But, yeah, we'll interview him on the No Cap Recap. So if you're listening to this and you're not a member of the Patreon, now might be a good time.
Get in there, kid. Yeah. But just incredible. Just for real. This is
greatest World Cup you've ever seen. As far as the games, everything else we can't talk about. We weren't there, but greatest World Cup it's for me. It is.
Yeah, I mean, been a fair amount of upsets. Because I've paid attention to this World Cup so closely, I'm going to have to say yes.
This is the most memed World Cup as well.
I mean, every World Cup you know, the memes just the quality of memes just goes up. Okay,
I mean, the Claire Fontaine meme.
Okay, Academy. I think even AIs were doing some memes, bro. Really,
quit making me a soldier, dude, or a knight, whatever's going on over there. AI.
So. But this has been just incredible. I mean, we obviously have a lot of new listeners. Please, I hope you stick with us. We talk about American soccer. We talk about European football. We cover a lot of women's soccer as well. So please join us. You know, if you enjoyed the World Cup and enjoyed us covering it, there's a lot of other storylines just like this.
You ain't got to beg, bro. You ain't got to beg. We're like a drug, dude. You took a little taste. We gave it to you for free.
Yeah.
And now you're going to come back for more.
You're like a cop who touches fentanyl.
Wow. I meant like a fiend. Jeez, Christian.
You just collapsed.
See what I said before about the mental health thing, bro?
You know how it is. No, you can't even get near that stuff. Even if it's in your zip code, it kills you.
Wow. We're going to cut that part out. You don't know what we're talking about.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. I'm grateful for everybody who's tuned in. This has been an unbelievable month. Ups and downs, a roller coaster of emotions.
We did it, bro.
We did it. We did do it. Shout out to everybody in the Meadowlark family as well. Give us a lot of support. Some, you know, new cameras, a bunch of other stuff.
Middle of the tournament, all of a sudden we got three cameras. It's crazy.
So
couple TVs.
We're doing it, bro. Some Dan Le Batard show shirts. Shout out to them.
Couple of them.
So that's it, man. We'll be back with another, like I said, in January. And obviously Premier League matches will have resumed. Right. Premier League returns January 26th. I'm sorry. December 26th.
Boxing Day, bro.
And so we'll talk about that in the new year. And we got some fun stuff coming up soon as well.
Yeah,
so
some exciting news.
Some exciting news. So a lot to look forward to.
That we can't put on the No Cap Recap just yet.
No. but you will be informed real soon.
Yeah. You'll know before everyone else does. Absolutely incredible. What a great end to a year. We got a studio.
We got a studio.
We got a Harry. What a wild time. We both got COVID.
Shouts to COVID, of course, COVID. Obviously.
COVID showed up. Two cameras? I'm going to give both of y'all a little COVID as well. I'm going to come out and shake some hands.
You can't just have all these gifts.
Dude, absolutely. Thank you for everyone who sent us any messages this year. This has been absolutely incredible. For those of you who are Patreon members, check out the No Cap Recap that we put up. And if you're not, go to... check out Gully Squad. Go to patreon.com/soccercooligans. Hit that little button. And there's, by the way, if you hit like more, there's like a $500 a month option. Bro, we know you got it.
We've done surveys on our listeners, and they're all millionaires. Yeah, Nobody who listens to the show is not a millionaire.
Bro, we need to get a trillionaire in there, dog. Bezos, what you doing, bro?
We don't have any trillionaires in existence yet, but I think we're close to it. Yeah. I think maybe Bezos might be the first one.
No, there's another guy who just became the richest man in the world.
Don't know.
I think he's French.
Okay.
Something.
Well, I hope he's friends with us. I hope he's listening to the show.
Hey. We were pulling for France the whole time if you're listening.
Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Love you guys.
Absolutely love you. See you in 2023.
Congrats, Messi. Sorry, Ronaldo.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details. We'll be right back.